Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, October 7, 2008. As national unity talks are about to start in Cairo today, the Fatah party of President Abbas refused to accept Hamas's declaration on the legality of Abbas's presidency after January 8, 2009. The stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. On Tuesday, the spokesman of the Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Fahmi Zaharir, refused the Hamas parliamentary bloc's consideration of Abbas as just an ordinary citizen after January 8, 2009, when Abbas's term in office is supposed to end. Zaharir also stated that Abbas will continue to assume his responsibilities in accordance with the Palestinian law and constitution, which contravene with Hamas's views. Meanwhile, a Hamas delegation headed by a prominent Hamas leader in Gaza, Mahmoud Zahar, arrived in Cairo today for talks about Palestinian national unity. Rivalry between Hamas and Fatah has reached the climax over the past 17 months. Zahar confirmed that his party is going to the dialogue without any preconditions so that a smooth Cairo-mediated dialogue can proceed. Furthermore, the Fatah leader in Gaza, Zakaria Al-Agha, called on the rival Hamas party for an unconditioned dialogue. In the West Bank, the Israeli military invaded a number of areas in Jenin, Bethlehem, and Hebron, where Israeli soldiers detained several Palestinian civilians. Concurrently, Israeli armed settlers shot and wounded Tuesday a Palestinian resident near Hebron. On another issue, Israeli security sources indicated that a prisoner swap deal for releasing captured Israeli soldier in Gaza, Gilad Shalit, has become less potential, quote, as time is running out, end quote. The sources doubt the possibility because of a stalemate in Egyptian-mediated talks about the case. Hamas insists that Palestinian prisoners with long-term sentences be released, a demand that Israel has already rejected since Shalit was captured by Hamas and other resistance fighters in June 2006. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and George Shmawi.